Do you remember, Dr. Gogarty, your first meeting with Joyce?
Very well indeed. I met him, I think, in the year 1901. We were both in a tram, and there were very few people in the tram, and he was sitting on my left-hand side, a young man without glasses, with smoke blue eyes and more or less chestnut-coloured eyelashes, which were rather noticeable, and which was much more noticeable, a slight golden beard, like a haze. And I said, I've forgotten how we got into conversation, but anyway, he was very formal and staid, and under his arm he carried a roll of vellum, which turned out to be copies of his poems written in this beautifully clear handwriting in the very middle of the page, leaving a large margin. And those poems were used afterwards when we went to reside in the Mortella Tower to take over possession, a phrase he got from his uncle, who was what we call a solicitor's clerk.
How did he use them in the Mortella Tower?
He never opened them. He had a rubber bandage on them, but he put them on a shelf, and he said, now this is property of mine in this place, and it becomes ours. Because it was owned by the government, and it took a little while to get the government to move in any such thing as a rental of a part of the defence to a private citizen. But he took over possession pending the long delay. And we paid £8 a year for the rent of that tower. At least he paid for the first year, and I did the furnishing.
What was the occasion of Joyce leaving the Mortella Tower?
Well, I brought over from Oxford a man called Chenevix Trench, who was a zealot. He talked Gaelic in Oxford, and he came over, and I invited him to stay in the tower. Well, the tower was entered by a ladder which gave in on the first floor, and the walls were about 14 feet thick. And in order to get light, we left in the summer the front door open. Joyce's bed was on the right-hand side, and mine was on the left. There was a circular shelf around the tower, about 3 feet deep. Now, Joyce put his bed, though the walls were circular, his bed made a sort of little section, at least a little straight line, under the shelf, exposing the middle of the bed to all the things that were on the shelf as they fell off. About 2 in the morning, Trench, whom we didn't know very well, got a frightful nightmare, screamed, "There's the Black Panther," and produced a Colt revolver and shot off 2 bullets in the dark, greatly alarming Joyce. Well, I knew it was one of these nightmares that might recur, but I took the precaution of stealing the gun, the pistol, the revolver. And surely enough, Trench awoke in another 20 minutes and screamed again. I said, I can take care of the menagerie. And I deliberately shot down the fish kettle and all the other tin cans that were over Joyce's bed. He rose solemnly, dressed himself in his faded trousers, pulled on his shirt and his white yachting cap and his tennis shoes, took his ash plant and left the tower and never came back. He